morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron with Kicking Cancer Cares on KSLM Radio. Our sponsor for this second half is Marianne McNally. She's an amazing woman. She is a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, or just not sure where to start, definitely give her a call at 503-409-4389. And please continue to pray for her as she is in her own battle with breast cancer. Do you have an update on that?
No, but I'll get you one for the next
please.
Week.
Please, we'll
get an update for how Mary
Awesome. Estimate.
I know I talked to her a few days ago. She sounds great, but I'll get an actual update.
Okay,
for us,
that would be awesome. Just if her numbers are continuing to drop or at least stay steady.
Stay steady.
That'd be awesome.
Good, yeah. Well, there was a couple of words that were brought up in the last half hour that I think that I would like to dispel some myths on.
Yeah.
Last week we chose to say vaccine, which Mickey goes, oh my gosh, you said the V word.
Trigger.
It's a trigger word anymore, right?
Yeah, it is.
But, I mean, that graph was just shocking about how much the cancer rates have increased since the vaccine.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, Amanda and I are horrible people because we're trying to say the vaccine increased cancer. I'm like, no, I'm just looking at the graph. I'm just reading
the
graph.
But you're not the only one saying it. So.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we said dispensary, which can trigger interesting judgments on people.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll say it
mm-hmm.
that way.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
There was another word that you used a half an hour ago or a little bit ago, actually, cannabinoids, which sounds like you just said cannabis.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, again, everyone's freaking out about that word, too. So let's back up to cannabinoids. What exactly are cannabinoids, Ashley?
So cannabinoids are in plants, in animals, and, of course, us humans. So these are receptors that are already in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So when you mix in those terpenes and you put them in your body, there are those endocannabinoids, which are in our body.
Okay.
That's where the chemistry is going to start working its magic.
Yep.
The cannabinoids in the human body, they regulate several bodily functions, such as sleep, mood, appetite, learning, memory, body temperature, pain, immune function, and fertility.
Mm-hmm.
So these are big things in our bodies that...
I knew that they did a lot of those, but not as much as you just listed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, one of the interesting, and I didn't know that term, but what I did know is that serotonin is something that controls mood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if someone is beginning to feel depressed, you need to look at where your serotonin is coming from.
Yes.
All that mood receptor is in your brain, except there's these little neurons in like little tiny finger fibers inside your stomach.
Yeah.
And 90% of your serotonin is actually created in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And then those little receptors then send messages to your brain. So if you're happy, if you're excited, if, you know, you're having sexual thoughts, whatever, all of that are the serotonins kicking in, except they are being triggered by what you're eating.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And that's why they say you are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it took it that far.
Right, though, if you really think about it and break it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I've done these seminars where I talk about serotonin and, you know, how it affects your body. And so I kind of jokingly tell people that, you know, it's your stomach that's creating these serotonins. So you take, you know, Susie Q, who just broke up with her boyfriend and now she's all sad and depressed. And so now she gets two brand new boyfriends, Ben and Jerry.
Right? I've done that.
And you get a pint of Ben and Jerry's and you sit all depressed because, you know, he's a jerk and he broke up with me, blah, blah. And you eat all this Ben and Jerry's, which is going right down here to your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, you are literally feeding your depression by your two new boyfriends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because so much of that is in your stomach. So these cannabinoids are inside of our body.
Mm-hmm.
And they are what works alongside the terpenes.
Yep.
Whether it be antidepressant or sedative or relaxing, whatever it is. But there's another plant that we have not talked about where a lot of this is created.
Are you guys ready for the word?
We did the V word last week. We did vaccine. We're going to bring a C word in, and it's not cancer.
Okay.
Cannabis.
Yes.
Okay. I know. When you were talking about how you just said it, how it helps with appetite, sleep, and there was something else. But when I was pregnant with my son back in 2006,
my midwife, at the time I had morning sickness, it was the worst. I was not putting on weight like I should have. I wasn't sleeping at night. I was constantly puking. I was basically starving us to death and no nutrition in my body at all. And at the time, there was no proof or evidence in research that cannabis was bad for a pregnant woman. I don't know if that's changed since then, but my midwife told me, go home and smoke.
Yeah.
So I did. My husband was at the time was not really super excited about that, but I was like, it's doctor's orders, and it's just a one-time thing. I slept better than I had ever slept in my entire life with the fullest belly that I had ever had.
Right.
I got to eat, and I got to sleep, and I felt so good for about a week from just smoking one night.
Yep.
And it was just amazing that it almost like kick-started my body to
triggered
start.
Those receptors in your body.
Yeah,
those
because
endocannabinoids that are already in your body, it gave you that relief.
It did. And then it just almost, like it kick-started it, and I started to sleep and eat better just in general without even smoking.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing, actually. I thought
just,
it was
it
very
stays in
silly.
Your system still. So it's still doing its work.
Yeah.
There's a phrase, and I think it's really what we're talking about, this herbal medicinal values of the different things.
Mm-hmm.
So you have terpenes. Did I say that right again?
Yeah.
Terpenes. Okay. So you have terpenes, and then you have the endocannabinoids.
No. The endocannabinoids are in your body.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So cannabinoids itself. So the cannabinoids and the terpenes are working in your body.
The terpenes and the cannabinoids are working together, but they're creating a state of what they call homeostasis.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's kind of a new word there, but homeostasis is what our bodies should be functioning
in. It's like
in.
The natural state that our body should be at.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we fight that state of homeostasis by putting pharmaceutically created versions
synthetic.
Of all this stuff. They're all synthetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then our body doesn't recognize it because it's not natural.
Yeah. No.
Right?
And then we have side effects, too,
from that. And the great thing about the side effects is they have a drug for the side effects, too.
Yeah, of course.
So then you were supposed to be taking one, but now you're taking four.
Yeah.
And just last night, I'm watching a commercial for, I don't even know the name of it now, but the drug that they were recommending was for these little tremors that people were having.
Because of the medication from their antidepressants.
And they were taking an antidepressant medication,
mm-hmm.
and that antidepressant medication was creating tremors, and they were selling you a drug for the tremors.
Wow.
And I'm like, so you created the tremors.
It's ridiculous.
With a drug you gave me for my depression, and yet Ashley just said that if I was maybe doing some hops or mango or lemongrass, that might... No, that's the wrong one. Parsley, dill, and rosemary would help with the depression.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even a walk in the woods.
Or get the pine,
right? Let's just take some deep breaths of the pine trees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do want to swing back to an interesting book, because you always like the shocking facts,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
This is a new book that I just recently found. It's called The ABCs...
Oh, how convenient.
of THCBD.
Okay.
This is written by a friend of mine. His name is Doug Fox.
Okay.
And the book is The Study of Cannabis. There, I did use the C word again.
Yeah.
And its history and uses. But something on the back of this is intriguing, what we just said. It says, with all of the urban legends, mystery, and hype surrounding cannabis, its use, and health benefits... So much confusion and fear surrounding whether or not and how to use this plant.
Mm-hmm.
ABCs is a lesson in cannabis history, a short and easy guide on how it affects all our bodies, whether or not products will show up on the urine test, the effects based on how it can be used, and some easy follow charts and interesting pictures. So he just spent a ton of time doing research. It's not a very big book.
Right. It's a really insightful book, even though it's like a little manual. It's a how-to manual.
It's very insightful.
Yeah. That's for sure.
And there's one section here that I wanted to dive into during the second half of the show. It's a little tiny section called What Are Cannabinoids?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is great.
Yeah.
This is great.
So he says, cannabinoids are one of the many components that exist within cannabis and animals, which we qualify for, molecules that act on a series of switches in our bodies known as neuroreceptors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They say the amount of cannabinoid receptors in the human brain is off the charts.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah, very.
He also has a whole section here on terpenes.
Terpenes.
I keep saying it
That's
wrong.
All right.
That's all right.
You guys are correct.
Isn't it wild how it's already in our body, but yet cannabis itself is so judged? How is it that this amazing thing is here and we have these receptors in our body to coincide with this plant itself?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to touch on one page in here because he breaks the cannabis plant. Now, again, I want to make this really clear. Kicking Cancer is a firm believer that everything that you need is in food.
Mm-hmm.
Eat real food, right? Mm-hmm. Get that ultra-processed stuff, as Britta says, food-like products. Get those out of your system, get real food in. Cannabis is a plant.
Mm-hmm. So could it be a part of a plant-based diet?
Right.
It could be.
Right.
All in how you decide to consume it, right?
Yeah. Medicinally.
And here's a phrase that we started with, and I want to just keep reading it. We're talking about the herbal medicinal values of these different things we've talked about, whether it be lemongrass or rosemary or dill, whatever, they all have herbal medicinal values.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to delve a little bigger into one that does tend to have a little bit of controversy around it being cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
But he broke the cannabis plant down into 7 different oils.
Okay.
Okay. And what Doug did, by the way, his mother had been diagnosed with lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in her late 70s, early 80s. And when he went to her and suggested that she take cannabis, mm-hmm. all she could think in her brain was, you want me to get high smoking marijuana.
And that's mm-hmm. where that trigger comes.
Yeah.
As soon as you say anything about it.
And that's why I just want our listeners to realize, what you do is what you do. We're not telling you to get high smoking marijuana because there's so many different oils in there.
Yes.
And he could not get his mother to understand this. So he found ways to help her, but mm-hmm. it relieves the pain, and there's a lot of evidence that it's actually curing lung cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But once he started breaking the plant down, he became a manufacturer of the oils.
Okay.
And so a lot of the dispensaries would get their oils, their CBD oils from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a place in Lebanon that he did this.
Okay.
So he would get the cannabis plant from a grower that would come to his facility, then he'd break the plant down into its different oils.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to hit 2 of the oils. One of them you will know and you will judge.
THC.
THC.
Yes.
THC is known and judged.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But you have some thoughts on THC, don't you, Ashley?
So that's where we go back to the terpenes. When you are using the terpenes with the THC, you're going to get different values from that. So let's say, like, you have anxiety, you have depression, you have ADD. There are mixtures that you can put together that you will benefit from. And that's where a lot of people, when they walk into a dispensary, they get overwhelmed by everything that is on the wall and on the shelves, and let alone, I appreciate them so much, but bud tenders are not doctors.
Mm-hmm.
They do not really know what you're dealing with. They're awesome people, awesome knowledge, but you have to start doing your own research as to what terpenes can I benefit from and what strain of cannabis can I benefit from mm-hmm. together mm-hmm. to help me medicinally.
Well, you know, I think an interesting analogy, what you just said, is you walk into a dispensary and mm-hmm. you said bud tenders are not doctors.
No.
So I walk into Fred Meyer and I assume that the person in the aisle actually understands food.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. No. They just know where it's at on the shelf.
Maybe. And half the time when you ask them, you're like, I'll go ask somebody
else. Maybe. They don't even know where it's at.
I'm going to go ask somebody really fast. Hold on.
Exactly. Because there's so much food in there, they don't know.
No, yeah. They do not.
And the bud tenders don't know. The reality is they're there to then sell you the product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, you said something a minute ago that I think is interesting because it's from this book. And I'm not even going to try to say the word, but THC is a very long word.
Yes, I try not to do the tongue twisters.
Yeah.
We'll just keep it short.
I'm going to try.
Bless your heart.
It's tetrahydrocannabinolis.
It's the scientific terminology.
It's the Latin thing for cannabis. But what it does say is it creates a sense of euphoria or anxiety in some users when inhaled or ingested. Effects on serotonin, a neurotransmitter.
So we
talked about how serotonin is the pleasure center of your brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what THC is doing is...
That's the euphoric part.
Yes.
Okay. But the other oil that is becoming much more known, shoot, I see it on the shelf in a drink anymore.
Oh, yeah.
CBD.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about CBD for a second.
So with CBD, that's the cannabidiol. I'm going to see here. I'm going to have the tongue twister. Cannabidiol. Cannabidiol. That's the scientific term for CBD. That is where you're not going to get high. The number one most absorbing organism on our body is our skin. So the best way that I say to use it is topically.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it orally, but I think that you're going to get the most benefit from it topically, and it will absorb into your body faster.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, too, your belly button has the most nerve endings, and that's where I tell a lot of people to put these products if they don't want to feel a euphoria.
Yeah.
Your belly button.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, well, your belly button.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a CBD pain stick, a menthol one.
Yeah.
And I swear by that thing.
Yep. They're amazing.
Swear by it.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I do know is, for the listeners that have followed our timeline, Kicking Cancer unofficially started at Christmas of 2017.
Okay.
My sister's numbers were looking great. She came to visit me from Arizona. It was Christmas time back in 2017. And we decided to go to the Oregon coast just for a, you know, a trip together.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got over there, I hadn't seen her through this whole journey. She got diagnosed November the 7th of 2015. So between November of 15 and then, that two-year period, I hadn't really seen the whole progression, the journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get to the coast, and here we are in Newport, down at the bayfront. And she says, can we go into this dispensary? Now, anyone that knows Brenda, she's a pretty straight-laced person.
Very.
And I'm like, sure.
See, that
was my
judgment. Judgment.
My
yep.
judgment
oh my gosh.
Immediately
oh my
came
gosh.
Out. Why is my sister wanting to go into this dispensary?
She wants to get high. Oh my gosh.
She wanted to get some oils.
See?
And what they were trying was her other condition, that is trigeminal neuralgia, which is that pain condition.
Yeah.
And she was trying the oils along her jaw to try to control the pain.
Yeah.
And so she wanted to go into this dispensary, which is the place that she could actually get these CBD oils.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time that I began going, maybe we should think about CBD differently.
Mm-hmm.
And here we sit, shoot, 6 years, 6.5 years later with our show and the reach that we have, I just thought it would be a good time to talk about the values of CBD.
Yeah, and hitting back onto the CBD does not give that euphoria. CBD can be derived from hemp. Hemp is defined as any part of the cannabis sativa plant with no more than 0.3% of THC.
0.3.
So, like, barely anything
barely.
At all.
And mm-hmm. we just talked about THC, which is a different oil.
Mm-hmm. And it helps with anxiety, insomnia, chronic pain, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and a huge one that people don't even realize, addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're telling me, if I hear you correctly, is this plant that we have begun to view as marijuana,
mm-hmm.
which is addictive, in our minds at least anyway, you're telling me that a part of that plant, CBD, actually helps with not being addicted to stuff?
Yes, mm-hmm. and this is the untreated.
What?
So with going back to THC cannabis,
okay.
the CBD is the untreated sativa hemp plant. So okay. they're not doing all the magical things that they do with the THC cannabis.
Okay.
This is an untreated. So it's like the natural state of it. That's mm-hmm. the CBD.
Well, I mean, mm-hmm. I start buying CBD water now.
And it's so good. I do. Ross has an amazing selection.
I see it at the check stand all the time.
Amazing.
And again, this is just the judgments in my brain going, I'm not going to buy CBD water.
That's why I tell people.
Because I've got judgments in my own brain.
Yeah, I tell people if you have issues with drinking, turn to these CBD waters.
Mm-hmm.
They're absolutely amazing. You will have the best sleep that you've had in a long mm-hmm. time.
So if somebody has alcohol problems, mm-hmm. CBD water might help?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Helped me.
Wow.
It helped me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get scared with that little tiny bit of THC in it. And there is like the isolate, which is isolated to just the CBD.
Okay.
But it's so much more of a benefit with the one-to-one. You get all of it included. And it's not just isolated to one little good part. It's all of the
good
parts.
And that's going back to the terpenes.
Yes,
mixing
exactly.
in with everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it naturally benefits your body how it's supposed
mm-hmm.
to. It's hitting those receptors that your body's saying, hey, I need this. Can you give me that really fast, mm-hmm. and it's just clicking for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
When I worked closely with, we had a ProBioScience was our CBD company, and a lot of times I would make just coconut oil with CBD in it, and I would cook with it.
Yeah,
I would make my eggs with coconut CBD oil and cook my hash browns in it. And
I do that with olive oil, too.
Yep. Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Well, let me share with you why that's so valuable. Because, again, knowledge is power.
It is.
And what I've discovered over the last 100 and this was our 102nd episode.
I was just saying 100. I thought you were going to say years. I'm like, how old are you? You must be using the CBD.
Hides the age well. Over our last 101 episodes is that we can utilize this show to try to educate people.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Yeah. That's exactly it. Mm-hmm.
So if I go back to Doug Fox's book and he goes into the CBD, he says it has anti-inflammatory, anti-epileptic, so the seizures, anti-pain effects that have been found with ongoing research.
So there's two things that I want to bring up really fast because you were saying the epileptic side of it. Mm-hmm. So they did do some studies on Parkinson's and schizophrenia with CBD. And I actually watched a documentary with a man who had Parkinson's, and he had it so bad that he couldn't even really eat, you know, without assistance. Mm-hmm. So they gave him 300 milligrams orally of CBD. He took a little nap for about 10 minutes, wakes up, his tremors are gone.
Wow.
And he's eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich saying, I'm so happy that I can sit here and eat my sandwich.
Yeah. Oh,
it
gave me goosebumps.
You know, and then the schizophrenia, you can take between 200 to 800 milligrams of the CBD, and that's taken orally, and it's helped with schizophrenia. And I have a personal experience with somebody who is homeless downtown who is schizophrenic, and he does this.
Okay.
And it helps. It's helping him.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know the benefits of CBD. It's not all just about getting high.
Yeah. And that's what my dad was so scared of.
Everyone
is. I got my dad on it. And he was like, I don't want to get high, though. I have to work. And it was like, Dad, I promise you're not going to get high.
Even putting it on your skin, like I was saying topically, it's going to absorb into your body. So you're still going to get those benefits from it. You don't have to worry about getting high. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody is so triggered by.
Yeah.
And it's so taboo and everyone's so scared about it.
Well, I'm really frustrated that we're running out of time.
I know.
I told you.
Well,
I told you, can of worms.
It's a can of worms. What I would encourage people to do is, if you have not had breakfast or lunch at your
Original Court Street Dairy Lunch or also Court Street Dairy Lunch,
come in and say hi to Ashley. I'm sure she would be more than happy to share some more of this information with you.
Oh, yes.
I do want to quickly get into our timeline story. All three of us are wearing black today.
Yes, we are.
And we are for a reason. It was May of 2021 that I met an amazing lady named Carla Hicks, and she actually owns Oak Knoll Golf Course just west of town, okay?
Okay.
Just west of West Salem. But her story is actually kind of brief, but it's interesting. She's a skin cancer survivor for the last 13 years.
Oh, wow.
They were on vacation in Montana, her husband and three daughters. In the middle of Montana, the oldest daughter called and said, I needed to contact my skin doctor ASAP. So the oldest daughter calls Carla, get a hold of your skin doctor. So many things ran through my mind just trying to dial the phone to find out whatever was happening. When I got through to the nurse, she said, we need to find the closest hospital. She's in the middle of Montana.
That would be so crazy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Find the hospital today and get chest x-ray and lab work. I said, I'm in the middle of Montana. I can't wait until I get home. The nurse said, we really suggest you go directly to a hospital and see if cancer has spread throughout your body and into your lungs. She was diagnosed with melanoma, which is the same thing that Russ Hedge has, and that's when the cancer gets in the fibers of your skin. She said, we stopped, had a test run. We drove straight back to Oregon, but she's had four surgeries in her right arm to remove the cancer, but she's a skin cancer survivor, and I met her in May 2021, and we've done several things at Oak Knoll Golf Course, but we're wearing black today, really in her honor as a skin cancer survivor. So anyone that emails Amanda... at
amanda@kslm.news.
I'll give you a free black shirt.
Okay. That's awesome. I wanted to give everybody, so we have a few CBD stores here in town.
SunMed's really a well-known one.
Yeah. So SunMed, your CBD store, I was trying to find because she's got a handful.
She's got one in Kaiser and one on Commercial Street.
Yep. So I see it's at 3830 Commercial Street Southeast, and you can go to getsunmed.com. That's getsunmed.com.
And her catchphrase is relieving the pain without the high.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Amen to that.
Yeah. She's amazing. So go check her out if you guys would like some CBD. All right. We are going to close with our sponsor of this half, which is Marianne McNally, a residential real estate specialist with Next Home Realty Connection. So if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, she is your go-to girl, and you can call her at 503-409-4389. Thank you so much for coming in, Ashley. I appreciate
Definitely.
It.
Definitely. You're welcome. I feel very blessed and honored to be here.
Absolutely. All right. We'll be back next week.
As the movement continues.